Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore from 2015, Selena discussed making magic with the rising sun through chants, meditations, rituals at daybreak, dawn, and sunup.
Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox, and each week at Nature Magic, we look at spiritual dimensions of nature, ways to attune, ways to transform, ways to celebrate on our own and with others. Tonight, we take a look at sunrise rituals. Making magic with the rising sun through chants, meditations, rituals. As the sun rises each day, all hail the rising sun. All hail the day begun. Good morning. A simple chant to begin the day and to greet the sun as it rises. Sunrise has different parts. As the sun starts coming up, even before the orb starts being visible in the sky, the sky in the east starts lightening, becoming brighter. Some call this first light. And as the first light gets brighter, it can be called daybreak, as the colors come on in the sky. This can be called dawn. And as the orb of the sun appears on the horizon and rises up, the beautiful colors of dawn shift into a brilliant golden white light. Sun up. And eventually the sky itself takes on a bluer color. Or if there's clouds, those clouds become much more visible once the sun has risen. I'd like to share with you some sunrise rituals that I have worked with and that I have shared with others. Throughout the ages and across cultures, sunrise has been a sacred time for not only personal rites, but community rituals. The change from night to day has long been a powerful and transformative time for spiritual practice. Sunrise can symbolize new beginnings, resurrection, rebirth, renewal. Rather than being an exact moment, sunrise is a process, as I've described. That first light, as the nighttime starts fading away, the colors, the appearance of the orb of the sun, the sky changing into brilliance and the light blue of a morning sky. One can do a sunrise ritual as its own thing, or it may be done as part of a longer spiritual process that sometimes can take the form of an all-night vigil. At solstice times in particular, some choose to be up all night long for the summer solstice, for the winter solstice, and to greet the sun as solstice day appears. Some will greet the sun after doing a particular kind of vigil that might be associated with a rite of passage, with a personal retreat, or some other sacred occasion. I'd like to share with you First Light Vigil. This ritual begins with meditation during the darkness of the night. This vigil can begin an hour before daybreak, or it can be the culmination of a dusk to dawn meditation. Sit in a comfortable position and face the east. If necessary, wrap yourself in a cloak or blanket to keep your body warm and dry. Center yourself by doing deep, slow, relaxed breathing. Close your eyes for a few minutes to deepen your connection with the night. Listen to nighttime sounds. Attune to the night, experiencing its mystery, its beauty, its power. Appreciate the night. Give thanks for the night. Now, with your eyes open, meditatively keep watch on the eastern horizon for the first signs of the light of the rising sun. Also, listen for changes in natural sounds, in sensations as daybreak approaches. Connect with the power of anticipation. Sharpen your senses. And when daybreak comes, stand up and stretch out your arms to greet the first light of the day. Experience the magic of a new day dawning. Feel the power of rebirth within you and around you. Speak a prayer or do an affirmation, a blessing on the day for yourself, for others, for the world. When you sense it is time to end the rite, conclude by giving thanks to the divine, giving thanks to the sun giving thanks for the day. Sometimes when I do the first light vigil, as the light starts appearing on the eastern horizon, I will kindle a candle or a candle lantern. Some, as they watch the sun coming up, will kindle a bonfire or a hearth fire, representing the new day dawning. Another sunrise ritual involves taking a walk, a meditative walk in a natural place. You can do this just as it's first starting to get light. And you'll notice that as you walk at sunrise, that this is a really powerful time. And you'll notice that the sounds in natural environments will change. In particular, bird sounds, insect sounds, will make changes as it becomes lighter. As you take your sunrise walk, let this process deepen your connection with nature. Pay attention to the beauty of the waxing light of the rising sun illuminating the landscape. Enjoy the changing patterns of color in the sky. And if it happens to be cloudy, pay attention to the changes in illumination of the clouds, for you can do the sunrise walk whether the orb of the sun becomes visible or not. Enjoy the changing patterns of the sky. Breathe in the fresh morning air. Listen to the sounds of birds and other creatures. Feel the growing warmth as the sun rises. Focus your thoughts on the awareness of being part of the community of life experiencing early morning. And after concluding your walk, sit quietly for a time. Recall and reflect on your experiences. Then ask the divine, as you work with it, them, for a message for you and for the day ahead. Pay attention to what you experience. Reflect on what emerges. Then give thanks for your experiences, for your sacred relationships with nature, and for any message or guidance you have received. If possible and appropriate, take action on the message or guidance that you've received during the course of your day. I like doing sunrise walks wherever I happen to be. I've taken sunrise walks in urban areas, suburban areas, small towns, and rural areas. And one of the wonderful things about taking a walk at sunrise, in many places, there tends to be less humans around. One of the places I enjoy taking a sunrise walk is when I visit a beach. And in staying at the beach, I will look up and I will see the lightning sky and then get ready and actually go down on the shore and walk along the water and see the beauty of the day. And one of the places where I often will take my sunrise walks by a beach is the Atlantic Ocean, and being able to watch the sun rise over the ocean is a really beautiful experience. I really like taking pictures of sunrises and sunsets. And I have a ritual that I call Colors of Dawn. One of the most powerful ways to attune to the colorful beauty of the dawn is through photography. Dawn photography can be a relaxing meditation as well as an educational experience. Recording the changing colors of the sky at sunrise and later viewing the photos you've made can sharpen your powers of observation and deepen your understanding of the vast array of colors, tints, shades, and hues in nature's palette. Photographing the dawn also can be a fun ritual of creatively interacting with the rising sun. Dawn photography can be done in a wide range of locations and with most kinds of cameras. For best results, however, use a tripod and a camera that allows you to vary exposures and shutter speeds. Be sure to protect the well-being of your eyes and don't look directly at the orb of the sun. Be familiar enough with the operation of your camera in order that you can focus your attention on enjoying and photography making the colors of dawn. When you are done with your photo session, give thanks. And later, you may want to select one or more of your photographs to display and or use as a sunrise visualization aid, which you can do anywhere at any time. I sometimes will go to special sacred sites to observe a sunrise ritual. At Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, located near Barneveld, Wisconsin, USA, one of my favorite places to watch the rising sun is the Stone Circle. We began work on this microlithic small stones that fill this wonderful rim of our stone circle back shortly after we started purchasing the land in 1983. And it's a wonderful place to be, as well as the restored prairie, which is nearby. There you can get a wonderful view of the rising sun. We have a place on the land known as the Spiral Labyrinth, and that's also a powerful place to watch the sun rise. And I'd like to share with you a sunrise labyrinth journey. This can be done in any of the types of outdoor labyrinths, be it classical or spiral or the Chartres labyrinth or some other form. Journey to an outdoor labyrinth an hour before daybreak. Be sure to follow the protocols for the use of the labyrinth space. Enter the labyrinth during the time it is still dark. As you meditatively walk, experience yourself taking a sacred journey of transformation. As you approach the center, dispel concerns, dispel barriers to growth. Then stand or sit in the center of the labyrinth when you arrive. Meditate on the dawning of inner light. Continue to be there until the sun starts rising. And at dawn, with the colors across the sky, greet the day. And then begin to meditatively walk out of the labyrinth. Experience the renewing power of the rising sun in and around you, as well as the magic of the labyrinth as you journey transformed back into the world. As you exit the labyrinth, give thanks to the sacred space, to the sacred sun, and to other forms of the divine that you've worked with on your journey. Find a place to sit quietly, and then journal about your experiences. There are many ways of connecting with the sacred sun at sunrise. It can be done silently, from a sitting position, from a standing position. One can move, walking, dancing. Some will do specific kinds of postures, yoga postures, Tai Chi movements. Some will intuitively dance as the sun rises. One can play a musical instrument. I will sometimes use a sistrum or a rattle, sometimes a drum. I have played stringed instruments as the sun has risen. I have played a recorder, wind instrument, as the sun has risen. But most often, I will sing the sun up in personal meditation. One can greet the rising sun on one's own with the rest of the community of nature around you, or one can be with other humans. It's good to think about how you'd like to greet the rising sun. You may want to bring an invocation, a chant, an offering of a solar incense, such as frankincense or copal. You may want to have your welcoming of the rising sun be a whole ritual, or it could be part of a longer morning ritual. In doing a welcoming of the rising sun, you may want to begin your rite at least a half hour before the actual orb of the sun is likely to be visible on the horizon of the ritual site. Now, if you do a lot of sunrise rituals, you know that it depends on the time of year where the sun is going to come up on the horizon. And as you get closer to winter solstice, it will move to a point on the horizon and then look like it's coming up in that same point for 4 mornings in a row. And in like fashion, as it starts moving in the other direction for summer solstice, it will get to its extreme point and then appear to rise up in the same place for 4 days in a row. In fact, part of the reason solstice is called solstice is it's from the Latin sol, meaning sun, stis, meaning stand still. It actually appears that it stands still in its journey along the horizon during the course of every 6 months at the solstice point. The time of sunrise will depend on a variety of factors. The time of year, the latitude of the place where you're at, and most especially the terrain and the orientation of the ritual site in respect to the eastern horizon. Another factor, of course, to be considered is the amount, the position, and the thickness of any cloud cover in the eastern sky. The welcoming the rising sun rite that I'm going to share best works on clear days when you can actually see the sun make its dramatic appearance above the horizon. Bring a drum or other rhythm instrument to the ritual site. Burn incense sacred to the sun, such as frankincense or copal. It can be stick incense or gum resin fumed on ignited charcoal blocks or in oil even. Consecrate the ritual site. Consecrate yourself. Consecrate the rhythm instrument that you'll be working with the incense that you burn. Then, facing east, begin making a slow, quiet, steady rhythm as you look towards the eastern sky. When the orb of the sun first crests above the eastern horizon, speed up the rhythm. Shift your gaze from the orb of the sun to an area above it so that you're not harming your eyes by looking at the sun directly as it rises. Or you can use some special protective lenses, glasses, to view the sunrise if you prefer. Things that you would use for looking at a total eclipse of the sun. Begin chanting to welcome the sun. Now, this can be a free-form chant spontaneously created at the moment, or it can be some kind of sun chant, such as, sacred sun, come, sacred sun, come, sacred sun, come. If you wish, dance as you chant and make rhythms. As the orb of the sun increasingly appears about the horizon, increase the speed and the intensity of your chanting, your rhythm making, your movements. when the orb of the sun has cleared the horizon, culminate your chanting and rhythm making, and then be silent for a time. Close your eyes. Meditate on the warmth of the risen sun flowing around you and in you. And if this ritual is being done by a group, then the leader should signal the group to peak the sound as it is made, and then all be silent. After the silence, honor the sun with a spoken or sung invocation of the sun in one or more sacred forms. Then be silent again. Pay attention to any words, symbols, other impressions that may come to you. Give thanks to the sacred sun. Carry your experience of the sacred sun in sunrise rituals, not only into your day, but into your spiritual life. It's not necessary to do a sunrise ritual every morning, but it is really a powerful thing to do at least on several occasions during the course of a year. For as you connect with sun rising, you not only can grow spiritually, but the very act of sunrise ritual, making and experiencing, is something that links you in with humans of many places, of many cultures, of many spiritual traditions from the past and the present, and those yet to come. I conclude this portion of our time together with another chant that I sometimes will do as part of a sunrise ritual. All hail the rising sun. All hail the night that's done. All hail the day to come. All hail. So be it. Now in the second part of our time together, we have an opportunity to share with each other, and I invite you, if you have something you'd like to share, a question, a comment, an experience, to call in. 347-308-8222. That is 347-308-8222. And then press 1 to get in the host queue. And in a few moments, we'll be taking some calls. Or if you prefer, you can share some perspectives, questions in our live chat. And I invite into the conversation David and or Jeanette Ewing, who help not only with Nature Magic every week, but also our other program with Circle Radio, which is Circle Talk, which follows right after Nature Magic. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
And I'm wondering your own thoughts about sunrise rituals. Do you have occasion to do this on your own, with others, with each other?
You know, typically it would be really during summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I've remembered is doing the sunrise summer solstice ritual at PSG, which is, it's a pretty cool thing to do. And you know, PSG has been at different locations, I'm sure. And one of the things I've been thinking about as you've been talking about this is what type of or stamp or imprint, if you will, the specific environment you are in has on the sunrise ritual. So for those who are listening who've not gone to PSG before, PSG, there at PSG, there are a number of different rituals over the course of the week. And during that period of time, it's in early morning, and it's on the morning of the summer solstice, which will be falling, you know, every year it's a little bit different on which exact day of the week during PSG that happens. And there are chants and different things that people will contribute to that particular ritual in the morning. But it is kind of a nice thing, a nice way to wake it up. I must confess, I'm not much of a super early bird sort of a person, so I tend, and well, or a wintertime person for that matter, so I would tend to be doing those kinds of things later on in the year, during the,
yeah,
the particular, yeah.
Yeah, the pagan spirit gathering has had the morning ritual at different times, and depending on where in the site the ritual is held, and at different locations, especially locations with a lot of hills in it, the sun hasn't always been visible at the exact same time, you know, as other places. So we've actually developed over time, you know, a rising sun ritual, and making sure that wherever the ritual site's going to be, I scouted out whatever the location is a few days before the actual solstice, so I get a good idea of how high in the sky the sun's going to be. Sometimes there's like a tree line, and it's actually been past dawn a bit, and it's actually been up in the sky, but you don't see it at the ritual circle till it actually gets over the tree line. So that's always been kind of an interesting thing. Some people will stay up all night on Solstice Eve and do their kind of greet the rising solstice sun right at the moment of first light. And because we've held pagan spirit gathering at a variety of natural locations, which allow drumming and chanting throughout the night, that is an option.
Right. And as you mentioned just now, the time that you would hold the ritual may depend upon where you are outside. And so it may not be exactly right after the sun starts peeking over the horizon if you have a tree line like you had just mentioned. So one of the things I've wondered about is how are sunrise rituals for you, let's say, at your home, and you live in the woods in a big old oak forest, how is that different from, say, doing a sunrise ritual when you can, when you are like someplace like at the ocean or at a lake or something like that, where you can see the sun rising over a body of water? Does that dimension change the nature of the ritual at all for you?
The ritual itself has a lot of parallels But when I become aware of the day breaking, can really vary according to the environment. Although I live in a forest and there's trees all around, it happens that the road leading into where my house is in the east. So I can get somewhat of a view of the horizon as and can watch the sun rise up in different points along that horizon during the course of the year. As I naturally wake up at a time right before dawn, it seems, and I really like watching the sun. In fact, I do a sunrise ritual nearly every day, unless there's some extenuating circumstances that has me in a different location or immersed in some special project. Because we have a lot of windows in our house, it really becomes apparent no matter where I am in the house as it starts getting light out. Literally, light starts pouring into the house. And when I'm at the ocean and getting to see the sun rise right over the horizon that's all watery, that has its own special effect. And one of the things that's really beautiful is to see the reflections of the sun rippling along the ocean. And it really depends on what's happening with the weather as to what that light on the ocean is going to look like. And sometimes we have a pretty calm ocean, and other times it's very turbulent and get a very different effect. Different times of year, too. I have been enjoying watching the sun over the winter wonderland landscape in recent weeks and just seeing the beautiful snow and seeing how the light reflects off the snow. I really like watching the sun rise up, though, during the growing time of year and seeing the light reflect off tree leaves and the other vegetation around. And often I will walk that main road, that drive that leads into my house as I do a greet the day experience and at sunrise. You know, dawn can be such a wonderful experience, a light show, colors, and, you know, some mornings it's especially colorful. I know there's an old proverb, you know, red sky at night, sailor's delight, red sky at morning, sailors take warning, which may have some basis in looking at different types of clouds and weather systems and that type of thing. I appreciate the ongoing changing sky show every morning. And I'm wondering if we have any callers or people who want to post comments in live chat. If you all would like to join the conversation, we are at 347-308-8222. And feel free to call in and share some of your own experiences with sunrise rituals.
Hey, Selena, we have Tina Horton has called in to join the conversation.
Great.
Here you go.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, Tina.
I wanted to ask a question about how you would modify a sunrise ritual for a particular solstice, equinox, a Sabbath of some sort. A few years ago, we did our very first one. We had never done it before.
Yeah.
We were reading up on different ways to do it, different things you could do. And we found one on Lissa and lighting the bale fire, and, you know, we wanted to try this out and see if we liked it. And we just wanted to know what you would change about a typical everyday waking up and greeting the sun to make it a specific to either whatever Sabbath you're working on, Ostara, Lunasa, you know, even just an everyday thing, but what would you change about it to make it more specific to the Sabbath that you're celebrating?
That's a good question. One easy way to get it customized for a Sabbath is to use a chant, a sacred sun chant that's connected with that particular Sabbath. Invoking particular sacred forms connected with that Sabbath, depending on one's particular tradition. I know at the solstice times, a chant that I have used is a solstice chant I created. Solstice sun shining bright. Longest day, shortest night for the summer solstice, or shortest day, longest night for the winter solstice. Second line, solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. I do world peace work at both the solstices, both personally as well as in group ceremonies. I think having an altar doesn't have to be elaborate, but having an altar present for a sunrise ritual connected with the Sabbath can be a way of customizing it for the Sabbath, putting on the altar colors and symbols that are specific to that holiday. Certainly in tradition, circle craft tradition that I practice, I will, for Ostara, spring equinox, use some pastel colors and greens and yellows. I will often have an egg. In fact, I have an egg that is part black, part white. It's a stone egg, and I call it my equinox egg. And at spring equinox, the white part of the egg is up on top, and at fall equinox, although it's equally balanced, I'll flip it around and put the dark one on top because we're moving into the fall. I also think that what one wears can be connected with the particular Sabbath that one's working with. I think one of the most famous of the sunrise rituals that happens every year on the planet happens at summer solstice at Stonehenge. Thousands of people now are able to gather at the stones and chant the sun up. And even if it's cloudy and maybe somewhat dreary, there's still going to be people out there celebrating the change from darkness to light as the day appears.
I think that pretty much answers my question. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Yeah, another thing that some people will do that have regular meeting places on their own property, or if they're part of a spiritual group that has its own property, is to create some kind of a henge and mark the sunrise points at particular sacred times. We have at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve our stone circle. We have cairns, larger piles of stones in each of the four compass points of the stone circle. And directly off to the east is our equinox stone, which we set in place on spring equinox so that the rising spring equinox sun will line up with the top of that stone in the very center of our circle. Some people will create hinges of wood or of some other material, and have marking points for these sunrise points, as well as for some sunset points as well. In fact, a number of the ancient stone circles that continue to be part of our world today have alignments with sunrise and sunset points at particular times of year, often the solstices, but sometimes it's the equinoxes as well. Well, I'm wondering if there's any other comments or questions before we move into our final part of the evening.
Well, we got Deb, who's going to be hosting the next show, actually has something to share as well. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Hi. Like Jeanette, I am not especially a super morning person. So if at PSG or other times when I'm up and alert, I also have a tendency to say affirmations or to greet the sun. But on a more formal basis, for me, a sunrise really, really gives off the energy of new beginnings for me. So I have actually used that time to do a circle for something that was very significant for me for a new beginning, especially in my career, the last job that I had 7 years ago. The morning of my first day at my new job, I got up and greeted the sunrise and did a ritual to give that energy of new beginnings to my career.
That's wonderful.
So I've used, I've used it not only informally to greet the sunrise, but also on a more formal basis to lend that directional energy to my magic.
Oh, that's really great. Yeah, and one of the things I'd like to share is that once you've done an actual sunrise ritual, you've been outside with the rising sun or if indoors with a window that gives you a really good view of the rising sun, you now have that part of your life experience as part of your spiritual experience. And when you are in need of cheering yourself up, getting energized, you're going through some kind of change, you can use the memory of that experience to create a visualization that can be uplifting for you. So having sunrise imagery through sunrise ritual experience, it's a way of programming that rebirth and renewal deep within yourself. Well, I'm very glad that for our callers, and thanks to all of you who've been listening live and to those of you who will be listening later. What do we have coming up on Circle Talk tonight?
Tonight we're going to be talking to Mari Powers, and we're going to be talking about divination, especially Tarot.
Well, that will be wonderful. And now as we end this portion of tonight, I want to give thanks to all who are part of our Circle Radio team, and Deb and David and Jeanette, and I want to give thanks to Witch School and Pagans Tonight Radio for making it possible for us to be on the air and sharing with all of you. Also would like to share some news for those of you who will be in California, San Jose in particular, President's Day weekend. I will be among the speakers at PantheaCon. And next month, I will be among the speakers in Minneapolis, St. Paul at Paganicon, which will be March 13th through 15th. And then the first weekend in April, I will be a guest presenter at the Aquarian Tabernacle Church's 30th anniversary of the Spring Mysteries Festival. And of course, Pagan Spirit Gathering happens summer solstice week at Stonehouse Farm in Northern Illinois. And I will also be speaking there as well as at various festivals at Circle Sanctuary on Nature Preserve. For more information about Circle Sanctuary events, find us on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org, and on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Community. And you can find me on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, including some sunrise pictures. And you can connect with me on Instagram, Selena Fox, and on Twitter, Selena_Fox. So any feedback about tonight's program, feel free to connect with me on social media. I give thanks to the sacred sun, the rising sun, and
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.